My name is Ketsia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. It's Ketsiaaurelian. This is for James D. Montgomery. That's James with middle initial D and last name Montgomery. Number one, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. My patient's A1C has slightly improved from 12% to 11%. He is currently taking Traceba, Glipizide, Synjardy, Levemir, and a sliding scale. He has an upcoming appointment with Hannah Campbell for glycemic control. Period. For the patient, the staff at Fellowship Home is in charge of his medication. Therefore, he has no control over the medications he takes. Period. He is advised to decrease his intake of simple carbohydrates. Period. Number two, iron deficiency anemia, HNH of 0. No HNH is available, however, the iron saturation of 9.9% is noted in the most recent lab. He denies any changes in bowel movements. We will refer him to the Cancer Center, the Florida Cancer Center, and to Dr. Avalos, A-V-A-L-O-S, gastroenterologist, for further evaluation and possible treatments with IV infusions, period. Next line, high anion gap metabolic acidosis, likely related to the uncontrolled diabetes, period. A potassium of 4.6, CO2 of 27. Noted. We will continue to monitor for now. We anticipate that this will improve once the diabetes is controlled. Next line, hypertension, well controlled with blood pressure reading of 104 over 69. Period. The patient weighs 174 pounds with a BMI of 27. Period. He is euvolemic. Period. Continue decreased sodium and fluid intake in the diet. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Continue with the current regimen. Period. Next line, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Next line, proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 483 milligrams. And a microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 60 milligrams. This is likely related to the diabetic nephropathy, to the diabetes, which is uncontrolled, period. His kidney functions have remained well preserved with BUN of 23, creatinine of 1.0 from 1.1, and GFR of 98 from 87. Period. There is no urinalysis available for assessment of the urinary sediments. Period. Next line, peripheral vascular disease, that is post right BKA with prosthesis, and he uses a walker. Period. Next line, schizophrenia. He follows up with a psychiatrist. Next line, GERD, stable on PPIs. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months, period. Next line, hypocalcemia with serum calcium level of 8.4 and albumin of 3. The corrected calcium level is 9.2. Period. We will continue to monitor. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. We will repeat the mineral bone disease labs and started him on vitamin D3, 2,000 units, one tablet daily. Period. End.